from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We've been getting blown up on social media. What's going on with Mark Caboli? What's the deal with our big friend, our Steelers insiders? He's still going to be doing stuff for the station. Well, hell yeah, we're going to have Mark Caboli on. He's one of the best beat writers in this country. But now Mark's juggling multiple jobs. He loses a job. Now he's got multiple jobs, and he joins us now to tell us what he's getting into on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Mr. Famous. How you doing today?
What's up, Mr. Crowley?
Doran's here, too. Are you going to say hi to Doran?
I was just going to say, I just woke up, so is Doran in the house as well? So you answered my question for me.
Yeah, this isn't the Starkey show where one guy's off all the time and the other guy's not off all the time. Most of the time, neither a guy. No, we're always here, baby. We're ready to go. So you announced yesterday on the McAfee show, not only are you now a McAfee Steelers correspondent, but you're also doing something else. And what is that?
I am going to be a WWE digital contributor to their website and their social media platforms as well. Quite interesting when you wake up to a phone call of the VP of talent from WWE yesterday talking to you, and you're like, what? What's going on here?
Who is the VP of talent? Is that somebody who would be recognizable? Is that a name people know?
Nah, his name is Chris. The thing is, he's a big Steeler fan. See how things are all attached here? Big Steeler fan. Been around a while. I'll be talking to the individual who runs the actual social media and stuff like that today. Steve, once again, he's a Cranberry guy, local guy, so let's see how everything seems to attach here. But yeah, I'll be doing that. We'll be hammering some specifics out later today. But yeah, how about that, man? A little bit of a wrestling writing now.
Mark,
doing some features and doing some recaps and whatever else they need.
Mark, you know, to get a little sentimental, like, I mean, I know that you grew up a wrestling fan and a pro wrestling fan, and you follow it to a certain extent, and you will obviously more now, but I just remember my moment when I tried out for the WWE. It was the most surreal feeling in my life that I ever had, because I grew up watching Hulk Hogan, grew up watching Randy Savage, and, you know, all those guys, Sting and Stone Cold, The Rock, and to stand in that ring in Orlando was just so surreal. Like, how surreal is this for you? Like, I know everything's happening so fast, but have you taken the time to be like, I'm about to be working and covering pro wrestling?
Nah, you know, it's weird, Doran, because it's a little nerve-wracking because, you know, 22 years of my life I'm covering the Pittsburgh Steelers. 27 years of my life I am covering sports in general. Now, this is a whole new avenue here. So right now it's okay, of course, you're excited and get to do something new and exciting. But it's also like, hey, this is a new path I am taking here a little bit. So nervous, and then not nervous, maybe a little anxious to see how it turns out. But, you know, when I was talking to Chris, the VP of talent, He said, yeah, I ran it past Triple H. And he said, yeah, sounds good to me. I'm like, you did what?
What?
I'm like, huh? So
now, you're not going to get punched in the face or anything or hit by a steel chair or anything like that?
Who knows? I mean, I'll do anything right now. I was a commissioner of my buddy's wrestling promotion in the late 90s down in Manassas.
Is that what you put on your resume that got you here? Was your promotion back in Manassas? Is that what it was?
I got a chair shot there by the lovely Shirley Doe. It hurt, man.
Where'd she get you? In the Achilles?
No, it got me in the back. You know, I have an old picture. Don't worry. Guys like Bison and Axel came to my defense. And,
unbelievable.
Yeah,
are you going to help our guy Doran get back in there? First of all, could your body take it now, Doran?
I think I'd be better on the mic than anything.
Oh, you'd be cutting promos, buddy.
Promos.
Oh, you'd be cutting promos. Yeah. Rico Dash was the name.
Yep.
Get Rico. Hey. Mark, you're going to have pull here.
I need your help, man.
Like, listen, you're on the fan as our Steelers insider in large part because Doran went to bat for you. So once you get your big old size 45 feet up in there and that giant gourd, which I'm sure is growing by the day, once they love you there, you need to get Rico Dash back on the scene.
No, well, I think Rico Dash, like you said, might be better at being a partner with one Corey Graves, right?
Yeah, that does
sound Corey.
Bad. Oh, yeah.
He got a lot more stroke than me, let me tell you that much. So, you know, a little Corey and, there's a lot of
Corey and Dory.
There's a lot of Pittsburgh connections there on the announce table, so why not one more? This one from West Allegheny. That sounds like good to me.
I love it.
Cabal, you got to be thrilled you got fired.
Seriously.
I mean, in all honesty, right? I mean, this has got to be the best failing upward I've ever seen.
It's not bad, but I wouldn't want anybody to go through what I had to go through on Monday morning, but it didn't last very long. So you just have to, you know, you don't realize at the time that other people value you or value your ability. When you're fired, you're like, okay, first thing you think of is, am I paying a mortgage? What am I going to do with the kids? Blah, blah, blah. Last thing you're thinking about is, you know, I'm going to fall on my feet here. So I wouldn't wish that on anybody at all to be fired in that realm. But wow. Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of days here.
Do you know what you're doing? Not to cut you off. Do you know what you're doing for McAfee now?
Well, he's labeling me as a Steelers correspondent. I basically am going to be covering the team and reporting to them of what's going on. And there's some other things in the works right now of potentially doing some NFL stuff for him. I mean, basically whatever they need from me. But, you know, there's huge Steeler fans. Pat and the producer Nick and Tone Diggs, all those guys are from Pittsburgh, so they're very interested. And then you look at the Steelers this year, they're going to be very interesting one way or another if you're talking about the quarterback situation, potentially wide receiver situation. So that's still a work in progress as well, but it's starting with, you know, just basically covering the team. I'm going to be like the poor man's I don't even know how to say it. NFL network person, I guess. I don't even say poor man's, you know.
Any truth to the rumor that they fired Sam Ponder and RG3 because of your bloated salary?
you know, people think that those two entities are combined, but they're not. Pat's totally separate than ESPN. He owns everything of his own, so it's all his own doing right there. So I know you're making a joke there, but those two aren't even really attached other than his programming being on ESPN for 2 hours a day.
Program, get it right.
Program.
Cabali, congratulations.
Yes.
And we are very happy for you. You are a nice man, and you're very good at what you do. So we're happy to see you get rewarded for all that, man. Seriously.
No doubt.
All right, I appreciate it, guys.
Goodbye.
See you.
Bye.
Mark Cabali. Fire Mark Cabali.
Bully. Triple H. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.